You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, it is happening. The wedding of the century is greenlit at this stage. Taylor Swift will today, we expect, marry Travis Kelce at Madison Square Garden. 1,000 invited A-list stars and family. And top secrecy around the wedding has made it really difficult for the global media to cover. But that only encouraged our Henry McKean, who joins us now from New York. And Henry, yesterday when we were chatting, we were kind of shooting the breeze around ways that we could get you in, inside Madison Square Gardens. And we were toying with the idea that maybe you could try and get a job as a caterer, maybe join the catering gang, and that might get you inside the tent.
No, I am trying. I'm trying to get in. And you're right. I did see caterers. That is my best option. So I need to get myself like a sort of chef outfit in black. That's what they're wearing. All black and a kind of sort of chef smock. And that way I think I'll be able to walk through the front door. But yeah, we're going to the chapel, but we're not going to the chapel. We're going to Madison Square Garden. And yeah, multiple sources are saying that they're already married. And today is basically a massive party. It's dropped. The temperature's dropped slightly to 38 degrees.
Oh, I'm glad.
It's still, but it's still like kind of a sort of roast chicken coming out of an oven. And over the last few hours,
that's Graham what you're Norton like, is it?
Well, I'm basically, exactly, I am a roast chicken ready to, that's what I should go as. I should go as a roast chicken. That's how I'll get in to the biggest, the wedding of the century.
So who's there? Have you spotted anyone, or have people spotted anyone around New York who might be going to this thing?
Well, I'll let you into a secret. I spent 2 hours in West Village yesterday looking for Ed Sheeran, and I couldn't find him. I couldn't find him. He was there somewhere, but it isn't this.
Did you have information that he was there?
Yes, and I was, you know, keeping an eye out on these very large SUVs, proper paparazzi stuff. But no, I couldn't find him. No,
well, we appreciate the effort, though, Henry. That's the main thing. Like you wandering around like a roast chicken, trying to find Ed Sheeran, who probably, let's face it, in the temperatures, given his complexion, was probably like a roast chicken as well. And you didn't find each other.
No. Well, he probably saw me and legged it. But so and Graham Norton, he's been spotted at the airport. Also, the mother of the groom, Donna Kelce, has been spotted. Selena Gomez is rumored to be bridesmaid too. So lots and lots of excitement. And the thing is, they're hiding the stars in their massive SUVs. And they go into these, you could say, massive tents. So the media and the public can't see them as they arrive into Madison Square Garden. So we're not sure exactly who is there, but we did see Taylor Swift's SUV. It was silver. And I know this sounds a little bit crazy, but I could feel her aura coming out of the car. It was definitely, she was inside that car. I just know it. She was in that car.
You are now making this up.
Well, this is it. The media are finding it very
difficult.
Did
you learn this in journalism school to say that you felt Taylor Swift's aura coming from
this? I felt her aura. Yeah, the Swifties would understand this. They would back me on this.
No, they would, in fairness, they would. Okay, so that's good. So you've managed to find Taylor's aura. Anything else you found there in New York?
Well, you know, I met lots of, you could say, fans, and it is like a royal wedding, and that's exactly how people are describing it. It's a prince and a princess getting married.
It's like a royal wedding for Americans. It's cool. It's one of the most famous people, and we're fans of her, and she's done a lot for all of us to be happy,
for fashion, and, you know, for the world, and this is the exact amount of happiness that we need right now.
You're fans, and you're looking for that exact amount of happiness here in the 40 degree heat. Is it the wedding of the century?
I would say, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Next to maybe Kate and William.
I was about to say, it's like a royal wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish it was live broadcast. I would have enjoyed a watch party.
And a watch party would be amazing.
Yeah.
And like that, I was lucky enough to be there at Kate and Will's wedding back in 2011, all those years ago. So for you, it's as big as that. It's as big as a royal wedding.
Yeah, it
absolutely.
Is.
This is going to inspire weddings, fashion, outings, events, you name it, for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Why do you love Taylor Swift?
I would say it's her message.
Her songs always hit me. Yeah, every time I'm going through something, she comes out with something new and gets me through a time. And just being at a show with so many other people that are so happy, just the vibe and the feeling of everybody being such a good mood all the time. And her shows are just such an amazing experience in general.
Yeah, she brings people together. She supports, you know, sometimes some slighted communities also. She's big in the LGBTQ arena, and I really admire her about that.
What do you like about Taylor Swift?
Well, for one, I love that she's a tall girly. I'm also pretty tall as well. And her music is very, like, I don't know, it just makes me feel good. It's great vibrations. It speaks to my emotions. It's just a vibe.
It's just a vibe. It's just an aura, as you explained to us earlier, Henry. Now, we understand that Taylor and Travis have made a really massive donation to charity. These are charities in and around New York. How much?
It's huge. It's $26 million. And we understand that's the cost of the wedding. So they've matched that with a big donation. It's huge. And I think they're going to try and give back because New York is full of extremely rich people, but also extremely poor people living side by side. The Rhode Island Community Food Bank announced that it received a surprise $1 million donation from Swift and her fiance, I should say. And like that, it's just a massive amount of money, but not everyone is happy because there's a couple of pubs outside where the wedding is taking place, and they might have to close today because of the disruption with road closures. Here is a publican.
Michael O'Brien of O'Brien's Bar in New York City.
Michael, you're right across from where this Taylor Swift wedding is taking place, right beside where the Knicks won. For you, how is business with the road closures and the barriers?
We're hoping they're not going to affect us over the next couple of days. We've heard rumors they're going to shut everything down for up to 3 days. Right now, they're unloading all sorts of equipment and starting to build tents. We're trying to have fun with it. We have special Taylor Swift Kelsey drinks on our menu. Trying to have a good time, hopefully getting a lot of people in, trying to get a good look at whatever it is they want to see.
Tell me about these special drinks, these Kelsey Taylor Swift drinks.
We just basically named a bunch of drinks after all her songs. The Love Story Martini and the Sparks Fly Spritzer, etc. And Kelsey's Endgame, which is her song name and kind of a little play on words with his football career. And some are saying the end of his life as he knows it because he's getting married. So,
Michael, are you worried that your bar might have to shut for perhaps Taylor Swift's wedding and the fact that the World Cup is taking place? You'd be packed out normally.
We're extremely worried that people won't be able to get down the block. There's only three businesses on the block. Two of them are bars and one's a garage. The garage, they already know cars won't be allowed in. The two bars are expecting great crowds for the World Cup games. And if they can spend 20, 30 million on a wedding, we think it's only fair that they buy out the businesses that they're disrupting. There's only three on the block.
Yeah, he has a point there. I hope he sells a lot of those special cocktails, though, that he's come up with. That's Michael O'Brien there. A listener says, Henry, fair play to Taylor Swift for directing the limelight away from Trump on the 4th of July. Is that the case, though? Is the wedding overshadowing the 250th birthday of the United States and also New York hosting the World Cup final, which will be coming up as well?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, New York is used to hosting massive events, but the World Cup is huge and this 250th anniversary is also massive. But for many people out there, they are completely oblivious of this wedding and all they're interested in is the World Cup. You know, that's what they're here for. But there's a circus atmosphere in New York at the moment. It's like a crazy, crazy circus. Perhaps that will be the theme of the wedding, and we'll find out very, very soon. And these sweltering Saudi Arabian weather conditions that we're having to deal with. Anyway, here is the international media.
I'm Emily Svensson for a Swedish newspaper.
Emily, this is a global story across the world, including Sweden. Why is there such interest in Taylor Swift and everything about her and her wedding?
I mean, she's a pop icon. It doesn't get much bigger than that. And on top of that, she's getting married to a huge, you know, football star here in the US. So, of course, there's going to be huge interest.
I'm Mitch McCann. I work for Feature Story News at the United Nations. And I'm here covering Taylor Swift's wedding in New York, somehow.
You're a Kiwi. This is an international story. Why so much interest? And do you really think the hype is worth it?
It's a good question. I think Taylor Swift sells so many millions of albums, not just in the United States, but right around the world. I think she sold more than 110 million albums globally. So she has such wide appeal, not just here in the US, but everywhere around the world. And we've seen people today come from many different countries. And I think it's helpful that the Football World Cup is happening at the moment. So some of those fans are now Swifties as well. I'm not sure about the hype personally myself. I like some of the songs, but I'm not sure I would fly in here just to watch her come in a car before she gets married.
Kevin has been in touch with us, Henry, saying no doubt Henry will bump into Graham Norton in a cafe or into Mama Kelsey and get invited with his endless effervescent charm, and he will get in. Kevin says you are tailor-made for this job. But the truth of it is you are actually trying to get into this wedding, aren't you?
No, I am. And that's very nice of Kevin to say, but this is a Fort Knox wedding. I've never seen anything quite like it. I actually think there's more security at it than there was when Joe Biden came to Ireland or even at the Oscars. There's just so much security. But saying that, there's always, you could say, a little bit of a chance of getting in. There's always a side door, or, you know, you could even still get invited. Anything is possible. And the thing that really surprises me about this wedding is the lack of leaks. How did they manage to stop stories being leaked? Obviously, little bits and bobs have come out. But overall, they've kept it so quiet and so secret. But they haven't kept it secret because the global media, all the YouTube people are all standing outside. The public, everyone's engaged. Everyone is just unbelievably engaged. I haven't seen this hype ever.
I'm just really interested to find out more about your methods here in the coming hours, because I know you've been looking for Ed Sheeran and that didn't work out. But what are you doing? Like, are you casing the joint? Are you going from entrance to entrance to see if you can spot a security guard, you know, tucking into a sandwich with his back turned and sneak in behind him? Is that how this is going to work?
Well, what I did yesterday was I bought myself an iced coffee because obviously it's so hot. $10, that's the price, if you think prices in Ireland are bad. And I sat there and I people watched and I on a corner. So I was watching a crossroads and I just spent, you know, 2 hours just keeping an eye on things. Because if you keep moving around in a city of 10 million people, you might miss stuff. It will just be luck. It will be coincidence. It will be chance if I meet somebody.
You're like a spy, like a secret agent.
And also, later tonight, they'll have to leave that wedding and they might not want to get into their SUV. They might want to go for a walk and they have to get home at some point. Or they might go to a fast food restaurant. Maybe I'll meet them at Shake Shack or something like that.
Yeah, like her feet have to touch the ground at some point in a public place, you would imagine.
And they're human beings at the end of the day. I mean, they are human beings with feelings and they have to walk and talk. So, yeah, we will find them and we will put a microphone in front of their faces.
Henry, we wish you well. And I hope you've got that towel with you as well, along with the shorts and the T-shirts in the 38 degree heat in New York. And you can hear more from Henry McKean at Taylor Swift's wedding. And he will be at Taylor Swift's wedding on The Hard Shoulder here on News Talk. And of course, Pat Kenny's show tomorrow morning from 10 o'clock as well. With thanks to Aer Lingus. Fly to New York with Aer Lingus from Dublin. And
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.